Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I have a game prepared for you, and okay. And it's an old fan favorite. And by that, I mean it is this lovely hit right here. This is Ram or Sham.
Is it a ram or is it a sham? That's the only question on this exam. Time to figure out which one is the lie. That's all you need to know, and now you know why it's called Ram. Or sham, ram, or sham, ram, or sham.
Do you understand the concept here, Larry?
I wish you had spelled it. I think it would make it a little more clearer. But yes, I have, unfortunately, a very distinct and unpleasant memory of the first and only time we played this so far, because as anybody who might have been keeping tabs on us over the course of this podcast, I have failed miserably in virtually every game mm-hmm. we have ever played. And Ram or Sham was my first big defeat. But
yeah,
much like the Rams, I am here for the comeback. I am here with a vengeance, Kevin.
Yeah.
You will not thwart me again.
All right. A big talk. Yeah. I love it, Larry. Talking a big game.
I can bring the smack talk. You
okay.
Betcha.
Let's do it then. R-A-M or S-H-A-M, Ram or Sham. This is where I'm going to present Larry here with three stories about a specific player. Today's player will be our quarterback, Matthew Stafford. I have three very short stories about him. Two of them are very, very true. One of them I made up. It's a sham. So Larry's job is to identify which one of these is the sham. That's why we call it
Ram or Sham.
And here's your first story, Larry. Here's the headline. Matthew Stafford had his number 7 retired despite wearing number 9 most of his high school career. I kind of botched that. Matthew Stafford had his high school jersey number 7 retired despite wearing number 9 for most of his high school career. And here's the quick explanation. Over the weekend, Matthew Stafford had his jersey number 7 retired by Highland Park High School in Dallas, his alma mater of high school, where he played quarterback from 2003 to 2006. However, during the first 3 years of his career there, he actually wore the number 9, which he's now famous for wearing professionally. He made the switch to 7 for his senior year to honor his recently deceased grandmother, whose birthday was July 7th and always had a connection to the number 7. He felt it was more fitting to retire that number that he finished his career with to honor his grandmother.
Ram or Sham.
So there's your first story.
All right. If you made all of that up, that's impressive.
Unless give me the Oscar now.
Unless that's a real story and all you did was replace the name with Matthew Stafford and the jersey numbers. And that's the kind of sneaky little dang thing you would do for these games, Kevin.
You know me well.
But there's just so much detail there that has to be a true story, but let's hear the second one.
Okay, here's the second. This is a little more of a it's a fact. It's your job to decipher whether it's a fact or not. It's very short.
Well,
is it a ram or a sham?
If you've been listening.
That was the name of the game.
Okay. If you've been paying attention to the song, you would know.
Here it is. This is about Matthew and Kelly Stafford's kids. So Matthew is married to his lovely wife, Kelly, who he met in college. She was a cheerleader where he was a quarterback. Matthew and Kelly have 4 children together. Their names are Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler. all four children are the same gender. It ends there.
Ram or sham?
Is that a ram or is that a sham? Their names are Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler, and they are all four the same gender. That's the only thing you have to assess here.
Now, see, again, this could be one of those things where all of this is true, except, no, they're not all the same gender. One of them is a girl. I mean, that's the kind of, see, this is how sneaky you are. I'm on to your little ploy here. You're going to change one tiny detail.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting all worked up here.
My job is to give you as much anxiety as humanly possible so that I'm not making this easy on you. And here's the last story.
I don't like this at all.
You know that I'm a big Dodger fan, so of course I'm going to find a way on the week that the Dodgers clinched the NL West for the ninth time in 10 years that I'm going to bring up something related to the Dodgers, and it's the Clayton Kershaw connection that a lot of us know well. Here's the headline. Clayton Kershaw was kicked out of a high school football game for defending Matthew Stafford's honor. So as most people know, Matthew Stafford grew up with Clayton Kershaw, famous Dodger pitcher. The two played with and against each other growing up in football, basketball, baseball, and soccer. While they were teammates on their high school freshman football team, Clayton Kershaw was the center to Matthew Stafford's quarterback. Kershaw saw that Stafford got hit late by a member of the opposite team. He didn't like it, so he took the kid down after the whistle, leading to Kershaw's ejection from the game.
Ram or sham.
There it is. So, quick recap is Matthew Stafford has 7 retired despite wearing 9 most of his high school career. Matthew, all 4 of Matthew and Kelly's kids are the same gender, or Clayton Kershaw kicked out of high school game for defending Stafford's honor.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
May I ask one question?
Please.
The second one there with the kids. Could you give me their names again?
Yeah, their names are Sawyer.
They all end in "er." I remember that.
They do all end in "er." I did not even realize that. Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler.
All right. See, I'm really stuck in this thing that one of them might be they may not be the same gender.
Uh-huh.
But God, which one of those might be a non-male name?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's just, boy, that's the thing I'm stuck on, because that's just the kind of sneaky dang thing you would do. I'm telling you. Play the little story.
Ram or sham.
This is what you're trying to determine. Is it a ram? Is it a sham? Two of these are true. They're rams.
That didn't help me. All right. Last time I didn't go with my first instinct. I really thought I had it, and then I changed my mind, and that did me in. So that's the first thing. That it's either going to be you changed whoever the person was that retired the jersey, or it's the second one. I'm going to stick with the second one. I believe that there is a detail that is not true about story number 2 about the Stafford's kids. I'm going to say that story, Kevin, is the sham.
Larry Morgan, in the options of
ram or sham,
choosing the kids as the sham is incorrect. The streak continues. It was 100% true. The tricky thing about that, Sawyer, Chandler, Hunter, and Tyler, all 4 are females. They're all girls. The names, I think, in a sort of a cultural way, lend themselves more to male names.
What a sexist thing for me to immediately think they were all guys.
Well,
that's on me. I want to publicly admit that and apologize.
Big of you to own that. That's part of the reason I wanted to include that, because I really admire what they did in taking these names that are typically considered male names and applying them to their female. So they have 4, according to this, 4 adorable girls. They have twins who are Sawyer and Chandler.
You had 4 girls. Not all of them are going to be one of them's probably pretty homely. I'm just guessing. I'm not making a statement, but the odds are one of them is okay.
I will say on Kelly's Instagram and on Matthew's too, there are many pictures of the family dressed up in cute little ram attire, all 4 of these girls in their little Rams colors. It's very cute. So that was true. The sham, was the number retirement. You know what? I appreciate your compliment because I did make up every single one of those facts.
It was too, okay, this is the clue from now on.
It was too elaborate.
Too much detail.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about it that's weird because you made it so realistic.
Yeah, but I made it kind of bland.
Too much detail like that. When you tell a story that literally like goes on for 15 minutes, yep. then Kevin's had a little too much free time. And that's that should have tipped me off.
Every story I tell goes on for literally 15 minutes. So it probably means I'm always lying. Yeah, he did play quarterback though from 2003 to 2006. And he did wear number seven he actually wanted to wear number seven as a Detroit Lion. And the number was already taken. Like literally there's an interview with him that says, why did you choose number nine? He's like, because number seven was taken. And he wore number seven because he was a fan of John Elway growing up. And that was a number that John Elway famously wore.
But you did. You completely did. This wasn't just one tiny detail. You really went whole hog there. Grandmother that
died on July 7th birthday, 7/7. You like that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you're
really
learning.
Tugging the old heartstrings there. Kevin.
You are learning. You may be 0-2 and ran for sham to start, but you're going to be like 19-19 once you start to understand Kevin's tendencies here.
When I'm not this tired and I'm not so sleepy and not in my jammies, all comfy, I will be finely attuned to all your shamming.
Yeah, all my shamming.
Versus the ramming. Yeah,
it is ram or sham. I would like to wrap up this segment just by saying that, yes, the Kershaw thing is true. He did get kicked out of a game. And it's so great because there's quotes from some of the people who were there, including Stafford. Stafford said, referring to Kershaw, he wasn't too happy about it, the late hit. He jumped on top of the guy and took him down. They ejected him. It was awesome. Another teammate said that Kershaw seriously belly flopped the whole pile. It was incredible. We watched it on film. We watched it and rewatched it probably 100 times. The whole team was just dying laughing. And if you know Clayton Kershaw, I think even if you're not a Dodger fan, there's an understanding that Clayton Kershaw's he's one of the good guys. You know, he's a good-hearted guy. So kind of to picture him getting that mad is seems out of character. So I loved that story but
he also seems like he could be a very passionate guy. He's somebody who would defend a teammate for sure.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
There's part of that absolutely feels that's bubbling under in his temperament somewhere. But from a really pure standpoint, which is got to protect my dude.
Sure. Yeah. and one of the many reasons I admire him. But Larry Morgan, I'm sorry that you were 0-2, and I appreciate you for playing along. And that's the end of this segment.